Talking today with Joe Callahan, president of Express Ranches based out of Yukon, Oklahoma. Express is the premier seed stock operator in the Angus breed today, and they've got their big Angus female production sale coming up in just a week from now, 16th, 17th of August. Then in early October, their annual bull sale will follow. Gerald, let's talk a little bit about both sales. These sales are major events in the Angus breed today, as you'll literally have folks from all across the country coming to Yukon.
Yeah, well, on our female sale, which will be August 16th and 17th, both Friday and Saturday, we try to kind of pick the best of the best of what we had and feature our Angus females. And on the Friday portion of that sale, we'll start it at 1 p.m., and we'll sell about 265 fall calving females. And we calve those fairly early. There'll be about 150 to 75 of those that will already have baby calves on the ground. Predominantly, they're all AI sired calves. These cows predominantly range in age from 2 to 4 with a few older cows in the bunch. But they're really young, and they're kind of the feature out of our fall calving portion of our program. Then on Saturday is kind of our bright light sale, where we sell our best donor cows and what we think are the elite females. There's a few of those females that we retain a half interest in because we feel like they're essential to our program going forward. And so we'll sell in that sale approximately 55 spring-bred heifers, 55 fall yearling open heifers, 55 spring performance heifers, about 50 top show heifer prospects, 50 three-in-ones, in other words, spring calving cows with heifer calves at side. Some of them will sell as a three-in-one, and some of them the heifer calf will be split off, as well as some of our top donor cows is what we'll sell on Saturday. And then as you move forward to our bull sale, we'll sell about 300 bulls, about 250 Angus and 50 Herefords on October the 7th, Monday, October 7th. And in that sale, we'll also feature some bred heifers, commercial bred heifers, off our New Mexico ranch that are sired by Express bulls and bred back to low birth weight Angus bulls out of our Express program. We'll sell about 250 of those, as well as about 100 Wooderson heifers that are bred to Express bulls. And then we'll sell a small group of registered Angus heifers, bred heifers in that sale, and a small group of Hereford registered heifers in that sale. And so that sale will have about 650, 700 head in that sale as well on October 7th.
You know, when you mentioned the show prospects, that's, of course, one of those things that Express has taken a lot of pride in over the years, in trying to invest back into the young people that buy some of your animals and then are successful in the show ring.
Yeah, well, Mr. Funk has been very proud. He started a progressive scholarship program in memory of his father quite a few years ago, 20-plus years ago. And the kids that buy those heifers, when they compete at both the local, the county level, the state level, as well as the national level, have the ability to earn scholarship dollars toward their college education. And it's paid out something like $4.1 million, or maybe it's a little more than that now, but over $4 million to young people. And so we're really proud of that program. Work hard at that program, and we think we have another excellent set of heifers for the young people to look at and evaluate this year.
When you start talking about the cattle that are available in both of these sales, I know that the whole concept of genomics, the next round, these new generation of EPDs that we've got, makes a lot of difference as far as the predictability of all these animals.
Yes, we were somebody that embraced genomic technology early on, and I think we've done more genomic testing of cattle here at Express than any other registered ranch in America. And all the cattle, all the bulls, and all the females that we sell have been genomically tested, not only for parentage, but they've also been have genomically enhanced EPDs. And I think what it does It gives the buyer, the producer, whether it be a registered or a commercial man, a greater confidence in what he's buying, because it's the equivalent on most of these traits as if these, whether it's a female or bull, had already had additional progeny with data turned in. So what we're trying to do by investing in the genomics is to have a higher degree of accuracy at an earlier age so that the animal's production is more predictable.
I know that, one last question, Gerald. I know that Express has always kind of been on cutting edge in a lot of things, the genomics obviously part of it, but also how you're marketing your animals. You're right up there. You've got a couple of ways that folks can come, obviously, to the ranch in Yukon, but they can also see online and on satellite these sales and participate in them, right?
Correct. Both these sales, we prefer that everybody come in person because we'd love to see them, and I think that that's always the preferred way. But if you can't be here in person, you can join us on Superior, and the sales are run on Superior Livestock, and you can register with them and watch all the animals are videoed, so you can see a video of them. And you can bid either on the Internet on Superior, or you can do live auction, which is the Internet portion on your computer. So you can either watch it on TV or you can bid on your computer, either way you prefer if you can't be with us on sale days.